The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Inna Rifanada, Inna Rifanada, Inna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata. Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar Amen.
Daf Pe Gimal. Today's Daf is being studied in Shmat Abraham Ben Esther. רוח השם תניחנו בגן עדן, אמן. תראה, זה בן סתדה לפואה שולמה דינה בת שרה, אין הרפן הדה, רפת הנפש ורפת הגוף. פואתה קרבה לבוא וכן ירוסו ונאמר, אמן. We begin today's daf on פה בית עמוד בית, and we are starting two lines on the bottom from the words etibe. The Gemara now is going to ask a question on Rav Sheshat from the Mishnah in Zevachim. We said that according to Rav Sheshat, it's possible that we'll kill somebody here, even though he's not chayav mita b'dei shamayim. Gemara's example was, the Mishnah's case was, a kohen that served in the Beit HaMikdash b'tum'ah. So he said, what do they do to him? The perheke will not take him out, and they take sticks, and they kill him. They beat him up till he dies. So Rav Sheshat held, even though there's no chayav mita on that, B'shamayim, still we give it to him on earth. So the Gemara was challenging that. Is it possible such a thing? That you're not chayav mita b'shamayim, we're going to give you a mita over here on earth, that we're allowed to kill you? Rav Sheshat held, yes. So the Gemara is going to challenge that that question. Gemara, or that fact, etive. Okay. Hayotzek v'habolel v'hapotet ha-moleyach ha-menif המגיש והמסדר את השולחן, המתים את הנרות, והקומץ, והמקבל דמים בחוץ, פטור, פטור. Okay, these are all services that are done in the Beit HaMikdash. The common denominator between all these services is they are not final services. Meaning, there's always something after this service. It's not the final avodah of the korban or of the mincha. Let's go through all of them. Hayotzek. Yotzek means he poured shemen on the mincha. Vabolel. Bolel means he mixed it after you poured the shemen. Vapotet. After you bake the mincha, you break the mincha, you break the bread into pieces. Betitin. Hamoleach, that's pouring salt on the korban. Hamenif, that's making tirufa. Sometimes you have to wave the korban. Hamegish, that's bringing the mincha to the mizbeach, bringing it to the mizbeach. The misader et ha-shulchan, that's setting up the table, that's the lechem ha-panim. Ha-metiv et ha-nerot, the one that cleans out the nerot in the morning, or in the afternoon, before they're going to, in the morning actually, before they light it, they clean out the old wicks and the oil, that's metiv et ha-nerot. The kometz, kometz is making the kemitza, scooping out some of the flour, and to put it on the mizbeach, the mekabel damim, somebody that receives the blood after the shechita. So in all these cases over here, bachutz, he did it. It's kohen, but he did it outside. Chutz la'azara. All these services have to be done inside the avodat bet hamikdash. Instead, he did one of these services bachutz, outside. So the din is patur. Okay, which means the Torah was mechayev hatat, I'm sorry, karet, only on shotehutz. Shotehutz means if he went and he slaughtered the korban outside of the azara, then he's going to be chayev karet. Also, the Hakamim learned from this pasuk, not only shechitat hutz is chayev karet, but zirikat dam. If a person sprinkled the blood of the korban after he made shechita, zirikat dam bahutz is also chayev karet. But all these other items, no. Why? Look at Rashi now. Patur. Let's Rashi on the daf. Patur. De lo chayav karet el ashochet. The only time you chayav karet is on shechita. Dichtiv asher yishchat. Umaala umaale. Maale, of course, bringing the korban. Maale is bringing the korban outside also. Dichtiv asher yaale ola. Now, the zorek de trabim midam shafach b'perek dam. Okay, zirikat dam was also included. So you have three things in a chayav karet. Shechita, ha'ala'ah, that's the actual ring of the korban itself, and of course zirikat Damn that the Gemara was Doresh over there. That's the key. Any service that has an Avodah after it is excluded. So all these items, pouring the oil on the Mincha, for example, that's not the final act. You still have to mix it. You still have to bake it. You still have to break it into pieces. You still have to take the gomet. You still have to put it on them as well. So all these items that are not final acts, that you do them chutz la'azara, not going to be hayav. Kamaraz Doresh Rashi, ma ha'ala'a miyuhedet shihu gemar avodah, just like ha'ala'a, bringing it on the mizbeah, is considered gemar avodah. Of course, you gemar avodah. So the only items are going to be hayav and chutz is gemar avodah. Continue. So patur. You finished.
But then the more of the Qurban, that's a pasuk. So comes Gemara and says,
and if you did this over here outside, lo mishum zarut, which means, let's say a zar did any of these acts, not a kohen, a non kohen. A non kohen is called a zar. A zar went into one of these items inside, even meaning in the Beit HaMikdash. Not we hayav lashi lo mishum zarut zar. Sha'asa achat mehem bifneem, he did it inside. Enu hayab mita, the nafkum said that yomam, va'abadatem avodat matana, v'darshinen avodat tamah, ve'lo avodat sheish areha, achareha avodah. That the only time you're going to be hayab for a zar, where he does an avodah that's complete, but not an avodah that has after it another avodah, like these things over here, v'kodhani yesh achareha avodah. And she goes into it now. Yutzak ubolel ushar avodat de mincha yesh ahari avodat daktarat akomets. Exactly. Anything you're going to do in the mincha has an after avodah, namely what? Putting the komets on the mizbeah as a haktara. Achar kulan, misadir ashulchan, setting the table also is not considered avodah acharuna. Avodah acharuna shedak bapanim ayinu siluk bazichim. You have to take the spoons that had the frankincense, the levona on it, you take it off the mizbeah. That's the final process of sidur lechem pani. cleaning the menorah in the morning, that's not the finishing of the avodah. It's lighting it in the afternoon. That's considered the final process. Accepting the blood from the Qurban. That's not the final process. You have to sprinkle it. So the hadush over here is that a zar that does any of these items over here is not going to be hayav, because it's not considered a final avodah. So it's lo mishum zarut velo mishum tum'ah. What does that mean? Lo mishum, here's the key, what we need. Rashi. Kohen tameh. A kohen that was tameh. Shishimesh. That he served. De zarut v'shimush betum'ah mechad kera nafke. Just like zarut is not going to be hayab if he's a zar, from the same pasuk of zar we learn the law of tum'ah. Just like zar, if he does any of these items, not going to be hayab mita. If a kohen does these items bit tum'ah, also is not going to be hayab mita. Azaradi du berikot zevayim detene b'shachat hakadoshim yinaziru mikodshe b'nei Yisrael ve'lo yehalelu. Dainu tum'ah k'dichtim batrei nemor aleihem nedorotachem v'zan nami m'nei darshina m'desari k'ral l'mektav b'nei Yisrael. It says in the pasuk by the Kohanim, it says Bnei Yisrael. Why would it say Bnei Yisrael? Bnei Yisrael don't do the avodah. Kohanim do the avodah. And from the fact that it's Bnei Yisrael, we learn from over there that the isur of zar, that a zar is not allowed to do these services. If it's coming to exclude goyim or ladies, v'chi betumah karbe v'amrin adam de lo el ha'akikav Bnei Yisrael nami shem zarim lo ya'avdu. So we learn from the same pasuk the law of that a zar is forbidden to do these things, and we also learn from tumah. And just like a zar, we said already, is not going to be hayab. Kohen that works with tumah also not going to be hayab mita. That's basically the point. Just like kohen, just like a zar is not hayab if he does these things, so a kohen with tumah also is not going to be hayab. Velo mishum mechusar begadim. What does that mean? Let's say you have a kohen that doesn't wear all the garments when he's serving. Let's say four garments, he wears three garments. It's asur, but it's not going to be hayav mitah. They learn also from the same derasha, from zarut and tumah. Okay, velo mishum rechut shadayim v'raglayim. The kohen has to wash his hands and feet before he does the avodah, right? V'rachatzu yedehem v'raglayim. What happens? If he doesn't wash his hands, it's asur, but it's not chayav mitah, as she says. ולא משום שלא רחצו דם ורגליים, דחוקה Chukah v'mechoseh begadim. We have a gezerah shava. It says the word chukah by washing the hands. It says chukah by mechoseh begadim. Just like mechoseh begadim in a hayav mita. So to buy, if he didn't wash his hands, he's not going to be hayav mita. Okay. So now that's the braita. Again, the braita said, if a kohen, get focused, if a kohen did any of these items, betum'ah, that's the key words there, betum'ah is not going to be hayav mita. It's asur, but not going to be hayav mita. Why? Because they're not final items, they're not final processes. So Gemara makes a diuk. Ah, miktar. Oh, but if he brought the mincha on the mizbeach, which is a final item, and he did it betum'ah, hayav. It's going to be hayav. That's the diuk. My love, mita. And must be when it says hayav, it means it's going to be hayav, mita. Oh, that's a question against Rav Sheshat. You told me yesterday, Rav Sheshat, that a kohen that does avodah betum'ah. Yeah, the Mishnah said, kohanim beat him up and kill him, but it's not hayav mita. What do you mean? From here, you see clearly that if you do a final avodah, we make a diuk. Only when it's not a final avodah, that's when you're not hayav. Mashma, if it was a final avodah and he did it betum'ah, he indeed is going to be hayav. Mita. Oh, it's a question on Rav Sheshat. So look at Rashi. Ha miktir. They have your avodah tama. It's a final avodah. She'en aleh avodah. There's nothing after it. Hayav mishum tuma. Umay hayav. What does it mean hayav? Lav mita. Must be it's hayav. Mita. Question against Rav Sheshat. It's not hayav mita. If a kohen does avodah betumah. Kamra says, lo. Be azhara. No, who said hayav mita, by the way? Azhara. You get isur. It's a warning. Lotase, you made avon. Hayav, hayav azara. Not talking about tumah. Now she says, lo lavu the mahayev the kivelo yahalelu. Don't desecrate the avodah. That's all it is. Rav Sheshat answers very simple. Oh, who told you hayav mita? It says hayav mita. It just says patur. Patur mashma hayav. What is hayav? Hayav lav. Lo tahalelu. Who said hayav mita? Ah, the Gemara says Elazar name le azara. So let's go back to the zar case. Zar, you're going to tell me if a foreigner, a stranger, a non-kohen. What's the braita say? If a non-kohen did any of these items in the Beit HaMikdash, patur, right? Patur. Mashma what? That if he made haktara, but if the zar did a final action, he's going to be hayav. Now, what does it mean hayav? You have to learn like the kohen. He'll be hayav a love. Not hayav mita, be hayav a lo tasit. Can't be. Vakiti vazara karev yumat. Clearly says that a zar that does avodah, he dies. So therefore, just like zar is hayav mita, so therefore kohen also, it's the same braita. So you want to learn the kohen also that works bituma is hayav mita, which means patur. Patur means patur from mita, and hayav means hayav mita. Just like by zar. It clearly says Azara Karev Yumat. So to tell you by the Kohen also. When it said Patur, meant Patur from Mita. And when it says now Diyuk, Ha Miktir, if he brought the Haktara, Hayav is Hayav Mita. Question against Rav Sheshat. He said indeed Hayav Mita, just like from Zar. Gemara says no. Ha Kedita, Veha Kedita. No, I can answer you. Which means each law follows its own rules. You're right. By Zar, when it said Patur, it meant Patur from Mita, and the Duke would be Hayav Mita. By Kohen Betum'ah, when it said Patur, it meant Patur from a Lav, and Hayav means Hayav a Lav. Just I can answer you. Who told you, because it's in the same Braita, that just like Zar is Hayav Mita, the Kohen that worked Betum'ah is Hayav Mita? Could be Hakadi Ita, Vakadi Ita. Each law is following its own rules. Oh, so the Gemara comes along and says a question, which is comes out according to this, that what? According to the way the other rabbis are learning, Haktara by a kohen that does a bitum'ah will be chayav alav. Mashma, if you did a non-finishing avodah, you mixed it, let's say, patur means patur legamre. Patur means patur from zir, you get nothing, and chayav means chayav alav. Is that possible? The Gemara says, "Michlal diyutzak ubolel lav nemel." Oh, you're telling me that if you did a non-finishing avodah, you mixed it, let's say, or you poured the oil, you're not going to get anything, even a lav. You're not going to get that. Tanya, we have a braita, azara liyutzak ubolel. How do we know there's a warning, there's an isur for a person that pours a coin, let's say, that pours the oil outside the azara, or let's say mixes it. Minayin tamud dobar kidoshim yu velo yahalelu. So clearly you see what, that there's an isur on that. So there's an isur on non-finishing avodah. So therefore you have to learn the brayta, that when it says patur, patur means patur mimita, but you're going to be hayav alav, because we clearly have a pasuk over lo yahalelu, and therefore the duke is going to be what? Ha haktara, you're going to be hayav, not only alav, but you're going to be hayav mita. Which according to the way the other rabbis are learning, there is an isur. Give me finush, it says isur over here. It says that if a person does a kohen, let's say, outside the azara, he poured the oil on the mincha. What does it say? He did a lav. Oh, so he did a lav, and you have a pasuk for that. But he did a lav. But the Gemara, this is patur. Ah, so patur must be patur me mita. And therefore the diuk would be, but if he did a finishing avodah, hayav meaning hayav mita. Oh, so you see clearly that patur over there means patur me mita, and hayav is hayav mita. Gemara says medrabanan. They cross machta be'alma. He says, no, you know what? You're not chayav alav, really. Oh, but that pasuk over there, that's asmachta be'alma. And really, it's only midrabbanan, the rabbis will say, which is really min Torah for Kohen, pour the oil on the mizbeah outside the azarat, nothing. Patur legamre. Oh, but it says it is a pasuk. That's only midrabbanan. That pasuk was an asmachta. That pasuk was just a derasha. And therefore, really, when it says patur, it means patur legamre. And therefore, when it says the duke chayav, means chayav alo ta'aseh. Oh, but it's a pasuk. That pasuk was not the oraita. That pasuk was just the remez that the rabbis were osir mit rabbanam. And the Torah, really, you're going to be patur. So we have no question on those rabbis that hold that there's no chayuv mita. So therefore we answered, which is really, again, when the braita said, the kohen that serves the avodah, let's say, pours the oil on the mincha outside. Patur. Maze patur, patur, the gamre. Midrabanan, yes, isur. Okay, we have an asmachta, but patur legamre. Ah, hamiktir. But if he did a final avodah, meaning he brought them as the korban on the mizbeach, chutz ta'azara, oh, then already he's going to be hayav. Mazeh hayav? Love. Mi hayav a lotus. So sort of Rav Sheshat is answering everything over here, which means whatever question we asked on Rav Sheshat, Rav Sheshat's rule was, kohen that works betumah is not hayav mita. So we're challenging. What do you mean? It's Mashmayeh, Hayav Mita. Rav Sheshat gets out of it. Rav Sheshat says, when the Braita said Patur means Patur Legamre, what about Allah? That's the banan. Don't ask me on that. And when it says Hayav, Hayav means Hayav Allah from the Torah. You're not Hayav Mita. Oh, so the Gemara says, okay, we're going to get him now on this. We're going to get him from a Metibe. But Metibe, here's a knockout blow to Rav Sheshat. The Elu Hen Shebe Mita, Beferush Braita. The following items are Hayav Mita Bide Shamayim. Tameh Sheshimesh. That's it. Game over. Tameh Sheshimesh. Clearly, Braita says, Hayav Mita. Tiyufta. This is a Tiyufta question that breaks the Shita of Rav Sheshat. Checking out arguing a Braita. And clearly, it says that Tameh Sheshimesh is Hayav Mita. Gufa. Okay, we have a statement. The Elu Shebemita. The following items, if a person does them, he's going to be Hayav Mita Bideh Shamayim. Basically, we're going to list, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 items. And then the next piece of the Gemara just proves, how do you know each one of these 7 items, if a person does, is going to be Hayav Mita. Sources, that's the whole Gemara. Brings you 5 or 6 items, and if you do with your Hayav Mita, the Gemara says, how do you know? 1, 2, 3, 4. First, I'll give you a list of all the items and the sources. The Elu Hentri Mita. Tameh, okay, sorry. Ha'ochel et ha'tebel. Okay, tebel. What is tebel? Tevel is product that you didn't take the terumot and the ma'asrot. Let's review very quickly. You have wheat. First you have to take terumah gedolah. Terumah gedolah, you give 2%, let's say, to the kohen. And then you have to give ma'aser to the levi. And then you have to give ma'aser sheni or ma'aser ani, depending on what year of the Shemitah it is. So again, the obligations are terumah, that's called terumah gedolah. Then you have ma'aser rishon, that's the levi, as I said, and you have ma'aser shini or ma'aser ani. So if a person eats the product before he gave these terumot or ma'asrot, so the item is called tevel. If a person eats tevel, he is chayav mita. Serious offense. V'kohen tameh she'achal terumah tehora. Ah, interesting. A kohen tameh, that's the guy himself is tameh, that ate terumah tehora. That ate terumah that was tehora. He's tameh, hadush. Smash, by the way, that if a kohen tameh ate terumah tameah, not hayav mita. It's only when he's tameh and the terumah is tehora is going to be hayav mita. Gemara will explain. Vezar she'achal terumah. Okay, zar, a stranger that ate the terumah.
also is not allowed to eat the teruma. That's clear. Right? Exactly. Continue. Vizar sheshimish. Okay. Huh? Vizar sheshimish. That's a stranger that served in the Beit HaMikdash. V'tameh sheshimish. Tameh is a Kohen. That's Tameh that also served the Beit HaMikdash, which we learned already. We just said that. V'tevul yom sheshimish. Okay, what's tevul yom? The guy, let's say, was a Baal Keri, the Kohen, let's say, right? So what's the law? He goes to the Mikveh. Goes to the Mikveh during the day. But he's still Tameh, or unfit to serve until Harif Shemesh, till the night comes. That status between when he dips till the night is called Tevul Yom. So Tevul Yom Sheshimesh is going to be Hayav Mita. Umehusar Begadim. Okay, also, if he's missing the Begadim, he's not wearing the Begadim. Okay, he did let's say a final Avodah and he was not wearing the Begadim, so he's going to be Hayav. Umehusar Kapara. Mehusar Kapara is talking about certain, let's say, tumot, like a mitzora or a zav. Number one, you got to go to the mikveh, right? And then you have to wait for a nightfall. And then the next morning, you have to bring a korban. Until you bring that korban, the person is considered mehusar kipurim. He's lacking kapara. So therefore, for a kohen, that was a zav, let's say, wherever it may be. And he went to the mikveh, and he waited for Arev Shemesh. But he served before he brought his korban on the following day. That's considered mechusar. Kippurim is going to be hayav mita. V'shelo rachat shadayim v'raglayim. Okay, he didn't wash his hands or feet before he did the avodah. Again, this must be talking about final avodah. Exactly, this must be talking about final avodah. Because we just learned earlier that if it's not a final avodah, you're not hayav. He did a father, and he brought the korban on the mizbeah, and he didn't wash his hands or his feet. V'shtu yeyayin. Okay, he drank a certain shi'ur of wine. U'peru'ayrosh, he let his hair grow too long. Kohen has to cut his hair from time to time. He went with his long hair. Avel, aval. However, that's avel. No, okay, aval, aril. However, aril. What's aril? Not circumcised. Why was he circumcised? Because let's say he had a legal exemption. His brothers died because of Brit Milah. And Halakha says if already he had two brothers that died, Mahmad Brit Milah, you don't have to circumcise the third one because maybe he's going to die as well. So if he's an aril. Ve'onin, okay, onin would be somebody, one of his relatives died, they didn't bury him yet, is onin. Ve'yoshev, well, let's say he did the avodah, sitting. Enam b'mita. Okay, you know, hayav mita, those three items. Arel, onin, and yoshev. Ela b'azara. Okay, you get a isur on that one over there. Ba'al mum, oh, let's say a kohen serves. When he has a blemish, Rabbi Meir Omer, I'm sorry, Rabbi Omer b'mita, Rabbi says it's hayav mita, v'chemim omerim b'azara. Okay, so look at, is it mita or just a lav? Hezid b'me'ila. Guy went Kohen on purpose and benefited from something that was Kodesh. That's called me'ila. He went on purpose, Hezid b'me'ila, Rabbi Omer b'mita, v'chemim omerim b'azara. Okay, ma'alokin as well on that. Ha'okhil, okay, now we start the sources. That's the braita. Now we go back and we're going to source each item. Gemara begins. How do you know if somebody eats tebel? It's not only a kohen. Anybody eats tebel. That's product that you didn't take the terumot and the ma'asrot. What do we say? Chayav vita. How do you know that? Minalan da'amar shemuel mishum rabbi eliyazim inayin lo kelet ha'tebel shum b'mita. How do you know that a person eats tebel? So what do we say? Chayav vita. Ve'lo yehalelu et kodshe b'nei Yisrael et asher yarimu la'ashem, which means do not deconsecrate or defile the kodshei b'nei Yisrael, the sanctity of the sanctified things of b'nei Yisrael, asher yarimu la'ashem, by eating things that are destined to be yarimu is plural. That's not plural. Yarimu is future. Yarimu, things that they are destined to take teruma ba'atidim l'trom hakatuv medaber. It's talking about something that is destined to take teruma, and you didn't take the teruma. Shiri yarimu, you didn't take the teruma yet. You're going to, and if you eat it in that stage, it's pasuk ve'lo yachalelu. Don't desecrate. Doesn't say mita in that pasuk, by the way. It just says don't do it. How do you know it's hayav mita? V'yalif halul halul mitruma. We have a gezerah shava. Halul halul. It says by tevel ve'lo yachalelu, and it says by teruma, that if a kohen eats teruma, let's say when he is tameh, Umetu boki yahaliluhu. Also, it says the word yahalilu. Ma la'alam b'mita. Just like by teruma. If a kohen eats a betuma, it's going to be hayab mita. Afkan b'mita. Okay, got the proof? Again, it says you're not allowed to eat tevim. Right? Ve'edot ha'alu asher yarimu. Stuff that you didn't take teruma yet. Because I know I make it yisur. I don't want hayab mita. It says v'lo yahalilu. And it says by teruma, if a kohen eats a betuma, also ki yahaliluhu. Ma teruma, clearly the pasuk says by teruma is hayav mita. So to buy a table, we're going to learn is hayav mita. So the Gemara says, wait, vinilaf hilul hilul minotar. No problem. But why don't you learn, if you're making a gezerah shava, you can learn hilul hilul from notar. What's notar? If a kohen, let's say, eats a korban after its prescribed time. Torah also says it's hayav mita. So why did you learn hilul from teruma? You could have learned hilul from notar, which also says the word hilul by notar. That's the Gemara's question. Look at Rashi. Menotar ki et kodesh Hashem hilil hayav karet. We learn it from there. Why did you learn from teruma temea kohen betuma? You could have learned it from notar. Read the Gemara. Gemara says, "Ma le'alan bekaret." Go further, even just like over there. Notar is hayav karet. Afkan bekaret. It's two different things. It's mitabi de shamayim. There's karet. Karet is more serious. So therefore, what's already you're doreshing a halul? It says the word halul by notar also. So who told you to make a halul halul from teruma? Make a halul halul from notar to teach me that one. If you eat table, you're gonna be hayav. Karet. Yeah, question. So the Gemara is going to say, Mistabra mitruma havele lemelaf. Well, Mistaber, to learn from teruma. Why? The Gemara is going to give many reasons why. The Gezerah that was given down from Sinai, halul halul. Okay, which halul but? So the Hakamim said, you know what, I'm going to learn the halul of tevel to the halul of teruma. Who told you to learn that halul? Which is wasn't locked in. Learn halul from notar. Very good answer. Who says that answer?
Namban.
Okay, good cloud. So Gemaran says. It's mistabed to learn from teruma. Why? Because we have a lot of similarities. Number one, sheken teruma. They both have teruma angle to it. Which means what is tevil? Tevil is stuff that you didn't take teruma, and teruma is what? The Kohen ate the teruma, betuma. So there's a teruma connection. Notar has nothing to do with teruma. So number one, sheken, teruma. Number two, chutza la'aris. Which means, teruma applies in chutza la'aris as well. Masheen ken, when it comes to the isur of notar, there's no such thing as notar in chutza la'aris. It's korbanot. That only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So it makes more sense to compare things that have a application b'chutz la'aretz as well. Hutra, which means both these items, tevel and a kohen betum'ah, have a heter. The kohen can go to the mikveh, the tevel you take the terumot u'ma'asrot. Notar doesn't have a heter. Once it's past its time, there's no way you could make a heter on tevel. Number two, berabim, which means the plurality. The word by tevel says velo yehalelu, that's plural. By kohen betuma it says ki yehaleluhu, that's also in plurality. By notar it says ki kodesh Hashem hillel, that's in single. So therefore it makes more sense to learn plurality to plurality. Perot. Perot also. All these items of tevel apply to fruit as well as truma betuma. However, notar only applies to meat. Last two, pigul venotar, which means pigul and notar. Pigul is if the kohen, let's say, has a machshava, as he's bringing the korban, that he's going to eat it past its time, even a machshava makes it pigul. Pigul only applies to korbanot. Pigul does not apply to teruma. So therefore, these items do not apply, pigul and notar, they don't apply to teruma. Therefore, it only applies to korbanot. They put mistabet to learn from teruma to teruma, and not from teruma to notar. Those are all the examples. It was adrabah. You gave me a nice list. I don't know how many items you gave me over here. What'd you give me? Seven items. Seven reasons why it's mistabet to learn from teruma, tevel to teruma. You should have learned it from notar. Why? Sheken pesul ochel, which means over here, the item itself is pasul. Teven, the item itself is pasul. Notar, the item itself is pasul. Kohen, he's tameh, but the item itself is goshen. So therefore, it's better to learn from things that are similar that the item itself is a problem. And not only that, en lo heter b'mikveh. And also, there's no heter b'mikveh. Tebel, there's no heter b'mikveh. Notar, there's no heter b'mikveh. Mash'enken kohen b'tum'ah, there's a heter with him to go to the mikveh. So therefore, there are similarities between tevel and notar. Why didn't you learn those similarities? Gemara answers, Hanach Nefishan. Count them up. It's 7 to 2. There are more similarities from Terumah to Tebel than there are to Notar. Ravina gives another answer. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, Hilul Derabim, Hilul Derabim Adif. Which is very simple. Go with the Gezerah Shava. By Tebel, it says, Yahalelu, plural. By Kohen, that each betumah, it says, ki yahalelu, plural. That's the main item. Go with the plural to the plural. Mashaykh manotar, it says, halel, which is singular. Therefore, I'm going to go with the plural. That's the main answer. Okay, we continue the Gemara. Vechohen, tameh, she'achat, terumah, tehora, min alan. How do you know that a Kohen that ate terumah, tehora, but he was tameh? He was tameh. He ate terumah tehora. How do you know he's hayav mita? Bidei shamayim. Min alan. Damar shmuel menayin lekohen tameh she'achat terumah tehora shehi b'mita bidei shamayim dichtiv v'shamru et mishmarti v'lo yisu alav het. Protect my safeguard my terumot v'lo yisu alav het. He shall make a sin. Umetu bo ki yehallelu, and he will die if they desecrate. Look at Rashi, bottom Rashi. V'shamru et mishmarti. לכהנים תמיים דיבר כתוב פרשת אמור איש איש מזרע אהרון. Okay, because the pasuk before that talking about a kohen that became tameh. And what did it say? When he's tameh, v'shamrut משמרתי, to be safeguard my terumah, don't eat the terumah when you're going to be tameh. So the Gemara makes a diuk, the Gemara says, tehora, in temea, lo, which means, if a person, let's say, is a kohen, that eats terumah tehora betumah in, it's chayav mita. However, temea, lo, but if he's tameh and the terumah is tameh, there's no chayav mita. Got it? That's the diuk. Gemara says, how do you know that? Amar Shmuel amar milai ezer. Minayin lekohen tameh she'achat terumah temea. She'eno b'mita. How do you know he's not chayav mita? She'ne'emar. Umetu bo ki yehalleluhu. Which means, when is he chayav mita? When through his eating he's going to be mehallelet. It's tehora. Through his eating of the tumah is mechalel, mashma that if the tumah is mechulal already, not gonna be chayav. By tumah tumah is mechulal already. It's umetu ki yehalelu, only when he's going to be mechalel. That means he's tahor, he's eating it, he's tameh, he's eating tumah tumah. When he touches it, he's mechalel. Mashikah, if it's mechulal already, not going to be chayav mita. Prat nezu she mechalel ve'omedet, exempting tumah tumah that is already standing and is mechulelet. Already, Vezar Shachal et Teruma. We continue in the Gemara. Azar, what's a zar? A stranger, a non-Kohen that eats Teruma. What's the din? Hayav mita bide shamayim. Amar Rav. Zar Shachal Teruma loke or Rav Avius. Rav says no. Azar that eats Teruma, he gets malkut. Amri le. Rav Karav Rav says Rav. Why you saying Malkut? You should have said Ayamita Dikhti because it says in the Pasuk, Vechol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh. Right after the Pasuk that talks about a Kohen that eats Terumah Betumah Teguf, Terumah Tehora, Kohen eats Betumah Teguf, what did we just say? Ayamita. Right after that Pasuk it says, Vechol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh. So from the fact that we have a simichut, I'll say, just like the Kohen that eats betum'ah is chayav mita, a zar that eats it even betara, v'chol zar lo yochal kodesh, is chayav mita as well. Why are you saying, Rav, that you only chayav malkut, the chayav should be chayav mita? So he says, Ani Hashem mekadesha mefsik ha'inyan. After the Torah talks about a Kohen eating betumah, it says, Ani Hashem mekadesha. That breaks it up. And then it says, Vechol zal lo yechal kodesh. If the Pasuk would have said it mamash right next to each other, you're right, I would compare the cases. But since we have a buffer in between, Ani Hashem mekadesham, that separates the law of the Kohen from the law of the Zad. Kohen will be Hayav Mitah, and the Zad will only be Hayav Malkut. Because Ani Hashem mekadesham is in between. Metive, but we ask a question against Rav. What's the question? The Braita. Ve'elu hen shebemita. Zar ha'ochel et ha'teruma. Beferush Braita says, if a zar eats teruma, is chayav mita. How did you say, Rav, that you only chayav malkut? What's the Gemara's answer? Matnita ad Rav karamit. You're asking a question from a Braita against Rav? Rav tanahu upalik. Rav has the status of a tana. Therefore, Rav can argue on the Braita. You can ask a question like that. Okay. Vezar sheshimesh, what do we say? A zar, a stranger, that served in the Beit HaMikdash, final avodah, what's the deen? He's going to be hayav, mita. Dichtiv, simple pasuk, vazar akarev, yumat. Zar that goes in the Beit HaMikdash to serve, is going to be hayav, mita. Vetameh sheshimesh. Okay, tameh sheshimesh, that's a kohen, that's tameh, that served in the Beit HaMikdash. How do you know that a Kohen that's Tameh, that's served in the Beit HaMikdash? The Beryl Aharon Ve'el Banav Yinnazeru Yinnazeru means they should abstain. Mekoche B'nei Yisrael Ve'lo Yahallu Et Shem Kochi. This is talking about Kohanim that became Tameim. And what does it say about a Kohen that's Tameh? Yinnazeru. They must abstain. They must keep back from the service of the Kodashim. V'yaliv halul halul mitrumah. Here we go again. And the Pasuk says, by Kohen that works, mitrumah, says the word v'lo yahalil. And it says by terumah, also the word halul. Just a Kohen that eats terumah, mitrumah. He gets chayav mitah, so to my avodah, is also going to get chayuv mitah. V'yaliv halul halul mitrumah. It says v'lo yahalul shem kochi. And it says by terumah, umetu ki yahalilu. Ma'lala mitah. Afkan b'mita, v'inid af chilul chilul menotar. Oh, let's go the other way now. Who told you, let's learn chilul chilul from notar? Just like notar is hayav karet. I'll say, coin that works with tumas also hayav karet. Ma'adalan karet, afkan karet, mistabra, miturumah, vadim enaf. I'm going to give a list now. No mistabed to learn. Kohen betumah serving from terumah, then from notar. Why? Sheken goof. Number one, goof. We're talking about the body of the Kohen over here. A Kohen that eats terumah, he's tameh, or a Kohen that serves mitumah, he's tameh. So it's going on the person. Notar is going on the object. It's going on the meat. Yeah? Number one, tameh. They're both connected to tumah. Notar is not tameh. It's asur, but it's not tameh. Kohen that serves mitumah, or eats terumah mitumah, that's a tumah subject. And number three, mikveh. Both can go to the mikveh and purify themselves. A kohen that's serving betumah or eating terumah betumah. Mashenken, you can't dip the notar into the mikveh. And berabim, the plurality factor. It says velo yahalelu, and it says ki yahalelu hu. Mashenken by notar, it says halel. Therefore, the plurality factor also weighs in. On the contrary, we should learn from notar. Sheken kodesh. Pinim, pigul, the notar. Okay, four items that are similar. Number one, kodesh. These are items of avodah. Notar is in the Beit HaMikdash, serving by the Mizbayah. Kohen sheshimesh betuma is avodat kodeshim. Teruma, eating teruma, eating terumah, betumah, is not avodah. Serving in the Beit HaMikdash is an avodah. Eating notar, that's part of an avodah. Mashenken terumah, betumah, is an avodah. So we have the avodah connection between notar and serving. Number one, pinim. These items are done inside of the azara. Mashenken terumah can be eaten anywhere, even outside. And pigul, the notar. Which means these items... serving in the Beit HaMikdash, Betumah, Shayach to the Pigul, if Kohen has a bad thought when he's doing the Avodah, and Notar also is part of the same structure, that if a person, Kohen's doing these things with a bad thought, Mashik and Terumah, those things Pigul by Terumah. So therefore, it makes more sense to compare Notar with its similarities to Kohen that serves Betumah.
Yeah?
You're right, but the plurality wins over. Since it says v'lo yahalelu and ki haleluhu, which is plurality, but Sheikh Abba Nutar says halel, better to learn the plurality. So therefore, how do I know that a Kohen that works betum'ah is going to be hayav mita gezerah shava from a Kohen that eats terumah when he is tem'ah? We do not learn it from Notar. Comes the Gemara, continues, tevul yom, sheshimesh, what's tevul yom?
He went to the mikveh, but it didn't fall yet. Erev Shemesh, it didn't come dark yet. What's the deen? He's going to be Hayav Mita. Minalan.
Detanya Rabbi Sima Yomer. Remez litvul yom she'im avad hillel minayin.
How do you know that the avodah, that a tvul yom does is mechulal, meaning invalid? We didn't prove Hayav Mita yet. We're proving now. How do you know the avodah of a tvul yom is mechulal?
תמוד אמר קדושים יהיו לאלוהים ולא יחללו.
תורה סטרש כזו ויהוואת, כהן קרא בקם תמה.
יש תמי קדוש, ולא יחללו שנת desecrate his service. Right?
Oh, so what do you learn from over here? That if a Kohen is not Tahor, so he is going to be Mechalel, his Avodah becomes Mechulal.
Now, אם אינו עניין, if this Pasuk is not coming to לתמש ששימש,
now this is not talking about a regular Kohen that became Tameh. Because we know that already, the Nafkalan, Mivinaziru. Didn't we just learn over here, Vinaziru, that when a Kohen becomes Tameh, he has to abstain. So I don't need another Pasuk to tell me that when a Kohen's Tameh, he has to abstain. That we know, I know from the Pasuk of Vinaziru. So what is the Pasuk telling me over here that if a Kohen's Tameh, his Avodah becomes Mechudlal, Tenawinyan, Tvulyom, Sheshimeh. So we're talking about where he's not so Tameh. He went to the Mikveh already. And still it's coming to tell me such in the Arab Shemesh, his Avodah becomes Mechulad. Now, that just tells me it's Mechulad. How do you know death? The Yalif Halul Halul Mitrumah. Back to the famous Gezerah Shava. Halul Halul from Terumah, just like when Kohen eats Terumah, Betumah, he gets Hayab Mita. So too, if he's a Tibul Yom, it's going to be Hayab Mita. Malalan, Mimita, Afkan, Mimita. Gemara continues, Umehusar Begadim. Let's say a Kohen worked in the Beit HaMikdash and he was not wearing the clothes. He was missing one of the garments. So he's going to be Hayab Mita. Do you know me? Allah Amar Abu Amar Abu Hanan. Umatuba. And some bring this from Meshemed Rabbi El-Azhar Rabbi Shimon. It says in the Pasuk, V'hagarta otam avnet. It says, and you will put on the children of Aaron, the avnet is the belt. And what? Migba'ot, the Pasuk says, their hats. So it says over here, and then the Pasuk says, Va'italem kihuna lehukat olam. By wearing the garments, they have a status of kihuna. Wow. Hear what it says? That when they're wearing the begadin, they have a status of kihuna. They're not wearing the begadin, they have a status of a non-Kohen. What's a non-Kohen? Azar. What do we learn already by Azar? Azar HaKarev Yumat. Therefore, if a person of Kohen is missing the begadim, he loses his kehuna status, he turns back into Azar, and Azar that serves is going to be Hayav Mita. Ume'usar Kapara. That's what he went to the mikveh. He waited for the nightfall. But why? He didn't bring the Korban the next day. That's considered Me'usar Kapurim. He's lacking Kapara. What's the deen? He's going to be Hayav Mita. Mina Lana Maravuna De Amar Kera. V'chiper alea kohen v'tahera, which means once he brings his korban, or v'chiper alea, the girl, the woman, let's say that was a year later, she gave birth. V'chiper alea kohen, the next day when she brings her korban, only after she brings the korban it says v'tahera. Now she becomes pure. Tahera michlal shehi teme'a. Must be before that you bring the korban, the girl has the status of tumah. Same thing by kohen. Then we learn already that a Kohen Tameh that serves is going to be Hayav Mita. So therefore, that's how you know that a Kohen that is Mechusar Kapara is going to be Hayav Mita. Let's say a Kohen did not wash his hands or feet when he goes to the bed, that's Hayav Mita. How do you know that? Min Adichtiv Beboam El Oel Moed Yirchatsu Mayim Velo Yamutu Beferush. When they go into the Beit HaMikdash, they have to wash their hands and feet, and if not,
They will die. Velo yamutu, they should not die. Amashma, if they don't do, they're going to die. Hushtuye yayin, how do you know that if a kohen drinks wine? Dichtiv yayin veshechar al tisht. God told Aaron, do not drink wine. Velo tamutu, the end of the pasuk says. Peru airosh, how do you know that if the kohen goes in with long hair? Dichtiv verosham, lo yigalehu ufera. Lo yishalecho. This is a pasuk in Yaskel talking to the Kohanim. Verosham lo yigalecho. It's telling them that what they cannot shave their hair. Upera lo yishalecho. They shouldn't touch their pera. Pera is their, let's say their hair that grows. Don't. God's telling the Kohanim, do not touch your hair. Uchtiv batre veyayin lo yishtu. And it's telling them also what. I'm sorry. Pera lo yishalecho means don't grow your hair. God is telling the prophet about the Kohanim. Number one, Rosham lo yigalehu. They're not to shave their hair off. Upera lo yishalehu. They're not allowed to grow their hair, to become a pera. Pera means a long hair. They cannot let their hair become a pera. And it says also what? They cannot drink wine. What did we just learn about drinking wine? Drinking wine is hayav mitah. And it says in the same pasuk, growing the hair. So the Gemara says, since the pasuk juxtaposes wine drinking and growing hair, we make a hikesh and say just like shtu yayin, it's hayav mita. Peru ayrosh is also hayav mita. Aval arel onen yoshev azara. Arel is what? Uncircumcised. Why is he uncircumcised? We said because his brothers died mahmat mila. Or he's an onen. Somebody died in his family and what? They didn't bury him yet. Or he is doing the service while he is sitting. These items are not chayav mita. It's only be azhara. Arel mina la namar of azda davar zeh mitorah Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo lamadu. We don't know this from Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. Ad shebai Yehezkel ben Buzi velimedanu. We know this from a pasuk in Yehezkel. Kol ben nechar. Erel lev ve'erel basar lo yavo el Mikdashi. The Erel Basar. What is Erel Basar? A uncircumcised in flesh. Shemet Wahib Mahmat Mila. Lo Yavo Vainu Azara Medevre Kabbalah Be'alma. It's Azara from the Devre Nevi'im. Velo Laki. You don't get Malkut on such a thing. You only get Malkut from things that are from the Torah. So you have a Remez in the Nevi'im. That's what it says over there. Okay, look at Hashim, by the way. What is Ben Nechar? The Navi says also a Ben Nechal cannot serve. Was that a Goy? Obviously, I know a Goy cannot serve in the Bet of Yashar. She says on the Amud Rishon, Amud Bet, Kohen Mumar. I became a Mumar Avdat Kohen. He went and served Avodah Zarah. Shu'er Lev. That's his heart is uncircumcised. V'nitnakeru ma'asav Navi Shasham. He became foreign to his Creator in heaven. Meaning he's
physically uncircumcised.
Right, one is physically uncircumcised, and one is heart is uncircumcised, meaning he is like a worshipper of Avodah Zarah himself. He cannot serve in the Beit HaMikdash. Okay. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen.